You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Welcome to this Hour of Power where God is the power. He is the El Shaddai. He is the omnipotent, all powerful. Amen. And we are tapping in to aligning, connecting, cleaving, plugging in, becoming one and more one with His power, being reminded of His power and who He is. Hallelujah. I am Mika, hallelujah, and you are blessed, hallelujah, and this is the truth, hallelujah, and we are praising the Lord God. We are praising Him. I know that my Father said, praise me in this month. Praise me. Focus on praising me. And so as I take that place of Him commissioning me and just in my own personal life, I also take it forth and take it out and share it with you and share it with His children and share it with those that He love and that loves Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And that He loves. And so we are focusing ourselves, posturing ourselves, reminding ourselves, intentioning ourselves to pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, God, right now, we praise you. Mm-hmm. So right now, God, we acknowledge you. Right now, oh God, we look to you. Right now, oh God, we exalt you. Right now, oh God, we reverence you. And we ask, Lord God, even as we reverence you, we ask that you will give us a greater reverence for you, oh God, that it will color and reshape and change how we live and move and have our being in you, Christ Jesus. We ask, Lord God, for a greater reverence in you as we praise, oh God, as we praise. Our praise is a prayer of more reverence for you, oh God, that it changes the way I talk, that it changes the reverence of you, leads me in my thought life, that the reverence of you leads us in our thought life. It leads us in our talk life. It leads us in our walk life, that we walk by faith. We walk with a reverence unto you, that we walk with you, reverencing you, submitting to you, surrendering to you, obeying you, trusting you, cleaving to you, looking to you, ayarabasaya, sacrificing, presenting ourselves constantly, a living sacrifice unto you. God, yes, we praise you today. With that in mind, I ask, Lord God, let a reverence of you be erected in us. Let it be a pillar. Let it, Rebasaya, just come forth. That as we reverence you, we reverence our neighbor. As we reverence you, hallelujah, we were able to respect and love our neighbor. As we reverence you, oh God, yes, hallelujah, Rebasaya, we desire to walk the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh God, as we reverence you, hallelujah, Basaya, proclivities and inclinations and tendencies that was once are becoming no more and becoming weakened in our life as a reverence for you is erected. Oh God, oh God, oh God, we reverence you. Yes, and as we reverence you, yes, let a fear of you be our portion, that it only makes sense that we praise you. Mm-hmm. It only makes sense that we release a praise unto you, our creator, our maker. And so today, as we are praising God, we're choosing to focus on praising God and not focus on the problem. We're choosing on praising God and not focus on even the promise. We're choosing to praise God, hallelujah, and not focus on the pestilence. Oh God, we are choosing to focus on praising you and not focus on the plague. Oh God, we're choosing to focus on what's plaguing us. What's plaguing us? I said the plague, yes. What's plaguing us financially? What's plaguing us emotionally? What's plaguing us relationally? What's plaguing us professionally? What's plaguing us personally? Rabasa in our body. Oh God, we're choosing to praise you. Hallelujah. And focus our praise on you, oh God. And you tend to, hallelujah, the problematic things, the plaguing things, the pestilence things, the pondering things. Oh God, we are choosing to praise you. Oh God, we praise you. We praise you right now. You are the only living God that you are able. You are able to heal what the world says is unhealable. Oh God, we praise you. We praise you. You are able to solve what the world says is unsolvable. Oh God, we praise you. You are able to raise what the world says is impossible to be raised. Come on, resurrection. Rebasa. Even the dead must respond to the breath and the word, the living word, the active word, the powerful word of God. Yerabasa. Oh God, we praise you. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We praise you and seek your presence and desire your presence and look to your presence and preserve your presence and protect your presence. Oh yes. Oh God, we praise you. Let your presence be our mindset, that we have the mind of Christ. We need your presence. That's what we need, oh God. We need your presence. And your Bible tells us that you inhabit the praises. Mm-hmm. Of your people. Yes, God. And so the wise thing to do in the midst of the storm is to praise you. That is the wise thing to do. The wise thing to do in the midst of the affliction is to praise God. When he inhabits the praises of his people, that means his presence is now here. Ah, yes, God. The wise thing to do, hallelujah, in the midst of the loss is to praise. Oh, it is wise. Our flesh says, our carnal says otherwise, but the wise thing to do is to praise you, God. And so we thank you. We praise you. Praise unto you is faith. Praise unto you is hope. Ha ha ha. Shadabosa. Hope is coming by way of our praise. Praising you is trust in you. Praising you is leaning not on our own understanding. Rebasaya. Praising you is the supply that we need. Oh God, praising you, oh Lord, praising you is the peace. Baba hande oboso. Praising you, oh God, Rebasa, is what we do today, oh God. We offer ourselves. We offer a praise unto you. A praise, hallelujah, that we may have to push to release this praise. But we're going to push and press and release the praise. Oh God, we may have to bring our flesh under subjection in order to for the praise to come out. And so we bring our flesh under subjection and we come into a humility and meekness so that the praise unto you, God, will come out. Ah, yes, God. Rebasa, roboso. It may come with laboring through the pains and pressing that we can birth a praise. Well, we're birthing a praise. We're birthing a praise and to see to be able to birth a new us. We're birthing a praise, and as we birth a praise, we're birthing a new us. Rebasa, a new version of us.
us in this second half of the year. Let a new version of us arise. Let a new version of us break forth. Let a new version of us Bekatia up here. Oh God, even through our praise, we thank you for the supernatural that takes place in the midst of our praise. We thank you, oh God, that we're stepping into this place of spiritual obedience, that the spiritual obedience is to praise. The spiritual victory, the victory comes by way of praise. Hallelujah. Yes, God, even on yesterday, Holy Spirit revealed that our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Yes, this is our Rabasakotia, taking thoughts captive, bringing it into the obedience of Christ. Praise is our weapon. Praise is one of our weapons, and so we use our weapon, and we come into victory by way of our praise, and deliverance by way of our praise, and breakthrough by way of our praise. I am also, yes, and it is scripture. It is scripture, and so let us go into scripture and see how praise caused a supernatural victory. Our victory is not by our own might, it's not by our own power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Rebasa rokondia. And so, God, we thank you today. We thank you for the Spirit of the Lord at work in our life. Oh, God, today we thank you for the Spirit of the Lord. Stand in that place of addiction. Stand in that place of burdensome. Stand in that place of bondage. Stand in that place of overwhelm. Stand in that place of low energy, and stand in that place of sickness and disease, and release a praise. We release a praise and see you heal, Jehovah Rapha. Stand in that place, Abasa, of stress and distress. Stand in that place of mourning and grieving and depression. And stand in that place of oppression. We stand in. We stand releasing a praise unto you. Let praise strengthen us. Let praise unto you renew us. Let a praise unto you revitalize us. Let a praise unto you, oh God, give us a second wind. Let a praise unto you. Give us a third wind, a fourth wind, a fifth wind, the wind that we need. Let a praise unto you, O God, enable us to mount up on wings as eagles. Let a praise unto you, O God, enable us to run and not grow weary. Let a praise unto you, O God, enable us to walk and not faint. Let a praise unto you, O God, release the divine instructions and the insight and the wisdom and the idea. Let a praise unto you, O God. We praise you. Oh God, we praise you. Oh God, we praise you. Oh God, we praise you. Let us praise, O God, until fear is no more. Yes, that we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord and not fear. That we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord and not insecurity. That we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord and not sin. That we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord and not pride. That we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord and not lust. That we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord. And not the words of man, that we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord and not frustration, that we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord and not erratic emotion, that we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord and not unforgiveness, that we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord and not being wise in our own eyes. Jesus, that we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord and not that ungodly attitude that's coming out of the God-believing people. Come on, somebody. That we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, God, the Bible says that we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Oh, here we are, oh, God, coming boldly to the throne of grace. Oh, here we are in your presence, oh God. We want the Holy Spirit to lead us. We want the Holy Spirit to guide us. We want the Holy Spirit to advocate for us. We want the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit, to guide us through. Let the Spirit of the Lord guide us through the valley of the shadow of death. Let the Spirit of the Lord, let us be led by the Spirit of the Lord and not by the spirit of past. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And not the spirit of carnality, and not the spirit of our flesh. Oh, yes, God. Let us be led by the Spirit of the Lord, led into what man may call foolish and God is calling wise. And we recognize that God is calling wise because we are in his presence and have the discerning, hallelujah, Rabasaya, the discerning presence and wisdom of God. Yes, we have discernment and thus find ourselves doing what man calls foolish. Yeah, man will call foolish us praising. In the midst of receiving a bad report. Oh, man will call it foolish for us to praise when it's not going the way we have the way we would like. Man will call it foolish to praise. Why are you stopping the praise and you just got fired? Why are you stopping the praise and the doctors just gave you a diagnosis that's not desirable? Why are you stopping to praise when trouble is on your job and you're being treated unjustly? Why are you stopping the praise? We need this land. We need to praise more. We need to look to our God and praise more. We need to praise more. We need to praise more. Praise out of that ungodliness. Praise up out of that unrighteousness. Praise up out of that bondageness. Praise up out of, hallelujah. We're praising you, God. Ah, oh, we praise you. Ooh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need your presence, God, in our life. Oh, the world thinks, and we can be fooled to think we need a supernatural, a successful, a wildly successful business, but we need a wildly, encounter with you. Oh, the world will tell us and man will tell us that we need an exceptional promotion in the workplace, and we need to have an exceptional promotion in our love walk with you, God. Oh, and the world will tell us, hallelujah, that we need to have the finest of linen and the finest of luxury of vehicle and the luxury of jewels and the luxury of praises from people, but we need the luxury of your presence, God. We need you. We praise you. We praise you, O God. We praise you and allow you to adorn us. Ha ha ha. Yes, because there's nothing impoverished about our God who owns a cattle on a thousand hills, whose streets are paved with gold. But we need you to bless us that we will be the blessing, and we're not hoarding the blessing for ourselves, but generous. And as you generously give, we generously give. Oh God, we need you. Oh Lord, we need you. We need you. We praise you. Oh, the world will tell us that we need to grieve in a way where we shut out everyone and shut out everything and turn off all the lights and bury ourselves in our pillow and bask in and allow depression to overtake us. But we need you, oh God, to comfort us in the mourning places. Comfort us and speak your peace in the grieving places, that we grieve with God and not without God. We need you, and so we praise. The world will say, well, it doesn't make sense. It's foolish to praise in the midst of grieving. But if I recognize and I'm in the wisdom that the Lord inhabits the place of my praise, I need God. I need to cleave God through this grieving place. We need to cleave to God through this sick place. And I thank you, oh God, that as we're praising you, let people arise who have that, who have your spirit to be in our circle. Let us be connected to people. I'm reminded in when Jesus went to the ruler of the synagogue's home to heal his daughter. And the daughter, the father arrived to Jesus, the report was that the daughter was sick, grievously sick. In the midst of the things of getting to the daughter, there was another report that came, and that report was a worse report than the initial report. And the worst report was that she had died. Jesus was not moved by the reports that he received from men, but rather he continued in the report of his father, Kiaraboso. He continued in the report of resurrection. He continued in the report of God being able. He continued in the report of Talitha Kumi, which means little girl, arise. Oh, he continued. And when he arrived into the address, the household where the little girl lay, there was people that were wailing, professional wailers. Oh, today, may all of the professional wailers, the professional complainers that's in our circle, that's in our life, the professional unrighteousness, the professionals at leading us astray, encouraging us to go astray, encouraging us to give them a piece of our mind. May they be removed. And Jesus entered the room, kicked everyone out in except for those that could be in the faith place. Yes, praise puts us in the faith place. And then he breathed and released the words of life and life more abundantly. And the little girl came into life and life more abundantly. Listen, if God is putting it in our eyesight to read and in our earsight to hear, faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God, it is not to get us to focus on on that one instance and say, oh, well, he did it then and he's not doing it anymore. Or, well, he did it then and how do you know he's going to do it for the next? No. It's to get us focused on who God is and what in his ability, in his power, in his nature, in his graciousness, in his love, that I'm looking to God and believing him. And so, God, we look to you and we praise you. Ah, we praise you, the one who's able to say, Talitha kumi. Oh, we praise you, the one who is able to say, Lazarus, come forth. Oh, we praise you, the one who speaks a word, rise up and walk. God, we praise you today, and we be encouraged in you today, and we live and move and have our being in you today, that whatever looks dormant, whatever is stagnant, whatever is seemingly how the Abel saw, dead, overgone, oh God, you speak a word in that place. Breathe your breath the life in that place. Oh God, the lacking, the dry, the empty, the stressed. Oh, Yerabosa, you, oh God, breathe on that place. You, oh God, feel in that place. You, oh God, move, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, by my spirit, saith the Lord. Oh God, it's a setup. We are set in position for the miracle of God. We are set in position for, hallelujah, the wonder of God. We are set in position for the sign of God. We are set in position to represent the Most High God, that our testimony is one that we are pleasing unto God, that our testimony is that we are one that walketh with God, that our testimony is one that robasa, without faith is impossible to please him. God, we thank you that our praise robasaya will cause us to see victory. Do I have time to read the scripture? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We need the word of God. Let me read Joshua chapter 6. Eesh-yas. Do I dare read the whole chapter? Do I dare read the whole chapter and we spend some time in hearing the word of God? The word, the scripture is the prophecy. Yes, let us be, okay, so Holy Spirit, here we go. Yes, as we're focused on praising you, we're not focused on.
Okay, hold on a second. As we're focused on praising you, yes, in this month, we're not focused on a prophetic word. The scripture is the prophetic word. We can get we can be led astray by solely focusing on the miracles, the signs, and the wonders of God, but and not focused on God himself. Praise sets us in a place where we're focused on God himself. And then from that we see. But we're not like, ooh, wonder over here. And I'm running to the wonder when God said, I want you to stay in my presence. No, I want you to stay at this address. I want you to stay in this place. Ooh, miracle over there. I'm going to run over there. When God is saying, no, I want you to trust me with where I have you in the still, quiet place. I'm just saying. Ooh, they're releasing prophetic words over there. I want to go and get me a word. When God is like, you're right in my presence, I give you the word. I'm just saying. We're praising God and seeking a deeper intimacy with him. We're praising God and allowing him to give us the understanding and the his spirit and the countenance and the grace needed knowing that He is my sufficiency. He is my all-sufficiency. That I'm being led, that we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord. And not what's tickling our ears. That we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord and not that which is exciting our flesh. That we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord. Now Jericho, Joshua chapter 6, was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Mm-hmm. God spoke, I've given you this land. Now notice the thing. God spoke the word, but in the natural, it still looked like Jericho wasn't theirs. Jericho was still inhabited by another people. That wasn't the people that God said that the land belonged to. God speaks and there's a time that the word that God has given us, the world that we see, that we're seeing through our natural lenses of the thing, is contradictory. There is a time that the word and what we see will contradict. It is well. We praise you, O God, and cleave to and trust your word, for your word will not fail. And ye shall, and so then God is given the divine instructions and order. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And so then Joshua goes into action. Joshua goes into obedience. This battle is God's. And God is giving a spiritual, supernatural strategy to the winning of the battle, where all will know that God, the Lord, has fought. The Lord has gave them access. The Lord has caused them to overcome. The Lord is causing you to overcome. The Lord is giving you access. The Lord is giving you victory. The Lord is fighting your battle. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, just obey, 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 obey. So let's jump down. Let's jump down to seeing the action now. Faith without works, the Bible says, is dead. What is the works? Is the works in our own flesh, or is the works of faith? Because the works of faith may look foolish to the flesh, sound foolish to the flesh, feel foolish to the flesh, make no sense to the flesh, make no sense to man. Ayebosa. Okay, in verse, let's see. Okay, so they start. Let's see. Okay, verse 13. And the 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, and the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day, they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. Continual.
We're praying without ceasing. We're praising without ceasing. A continual praise is in our mouth. A continual praise is in our heart. A continual praise is in our soul, bubbling from the wells of our soul. Hallelujah. In verse 15, and it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner seven times. Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Rebasam. And the city shall be a curse, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed. When ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. That's a teaching in its own for its own time. Verse 20. We're going to stay focused on praise. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. The people shouted, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat. Oh, Jesus! The wall that was at the beginning of chapter 6, it says, straightly shut up. No one out, in or out, because of the children of Israel. They're threatened by the children. They straightly shut it up. And at a shout, at a praise, the wall fell down flat. The structure, the foundation, was no more. The stronghold was no more. Jesus, we are trusting the Lord. We are believing, hallelujah, in the Lord. And they utterly, so they shouted with a great shout. And the wall fell down flat, that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city. Both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. How are we coming to? How are you coming into your healing? By a shout. How were you healed? I praise the Lord. How were you delivered? I praise the Lord. How were you blessed? I praise the Lord. How did you get promoted? I praise the Lord. How were you delivered? I praise the Lord. How did you, Rebasaya? How did you get released from the stronghold? I praise the Lord. How did this turn around in your favor? I praise the Lord. Ayarabosa. How was this way made? I praise the Lord. How did this door open? I praise the Lord. Rebasaya. How did you come into, hallelujah, your divine, godly person that got your husband, your wife? I praise the Lord. How was your divorce saved? I praise the Lord. How was your marriage reconciled? I praise the Lord. How was this dead thing come back to life? I praise the Lord. How did you come into the awakening? Hallelujah, Rabasaya, of that which was dormant and stagnant? I praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus! How on your budget, on your with your credit score, with your bank account, did you come into homes that you did not build, wells that you did not dig, vineyards that you did not plant? I praise the Lord. How did you go, hallelujah, from a little, being faithful in little, to a ruler of much? I praise the Lord. How did you go from last to first? I praise the Lord. From beneath to above, I praise the Lord. From tail to head, I praise the Lord. Ow! We praise you, oh God. How did you go from wilder to a rebasia? This new thing, behold, I do a new thing. I praise the Lord. Barren to birthing children, I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. Oh Jesus, Kiarabasa, how were you delivered and come into your true identity of who God made you to be? I praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, we praise you, God. Yebasa, yebosa, yeah, robosia. We praise. How were you released from this place of being arrested in your development and growing and maturing in Christ? I praise the Lord. Ayereboso. What? I praise the Lord. We release a praise. I hear the Holy Spirit. Release a praise for that loved one. Release a praise for that wayward one. Release a praise, Kiabasaya, for the sick one. Release a praise, hallelujah, for that hurting one. Release a praise for that Baseya Rabasa, depressed one. Release a praise for the one that's shut up, even locked up in jail. Release a praise. Release a praise. Oh God, release a praise. Release a praise on their behalf. Mm-hmm. Release a praise. Release a praise. A Talitha Kumi praise. I don't know if our son rise up and walk, but release a praise. Release a praise for the one that has the diagnosis. Release a praise for the one where the world and the education system then gave a label. Release a praise where you're standing at a door and the door is still seemingly locked. Release a praise. That door is becoming unlocked at the point of your praise. Release a praise on behalf of your mother. Release a praise on behalf of your father. Release a praise on behalf of your sister. Release a praise on behalf of your brother. Release a praise, Rebasaya. Release a praise for them who is suffering alcoholism. Release a praise for those who suffering drug use. Release a praise. Release a praise on their behalf. Release a praise on their behalf. Release a praise, Karaboso. Release a praise on their behalf. I see a praise being a protection for some that they can't even, like the Lord putting up a hedge, they can't even move past the way they used to. Oh, release a praise. Oh, we're releasing a praise. Woo! Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mm-hmm. And so the wisdom is, we're praising God this month. The wisdom is, praise the Lord, all ye lands. The wisdom is, rejoice always. The wisdom is, count it all joy when you find yourselves in diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and let patience have its perfect work, her perfect work, that we may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Oh, I count this joy. I count this praiseworthy. This negative, I count you praiseworthy. This positive, I count you praiseworthy. This subtraction thing, I count you praiseworthy. This dividing thing, I count you praiseworthy. This multiplication thing, I count you praiseworthy, that we are fruitful and multiplying in the land as we praise. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. I see you back on Monday, 11 a.m., Hour of Power.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a foe, tell a neighbor, tell a stranger, tell everybody. In Jesus' name, God bless you and shalom. Remember, with God, all things are possible, and that's why we praise.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Power with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.